Hey everyone, Mark and Aceto here for the Mark and Aceto podcast. Hope you're all doing good. Today's podcast is going to be a part of my music series I'm working on, the History of Music. I'm in 1967, and today I'm going to talk about February of 1967. Moving on, so that's pretty awesome. If you excuse me here, I'm a little under the weather here. I got a little cough going on and a little sniffle. I can tell you right now, it's not COVID, that's for sure. So, I'm feeling no better, so that's a plus. So hopefully it continues that way. Today's podcast is going to, again, about February 1967, and if you like my podcast, please follow my podcast on apps such as iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And if you like my YouTube channel, which is the Mark and Aceto Podcast, that's what it's called, please subscribe. I greatly appreciate it. Anyway, let's get started. February of 1967. And before we start, I want to announce my sources here. I got two sources I'm using in this episode. I'm using Wikipedia and the book 1967, A Complete Rock Music History of the Summer of Love by Harvey Kubernick, published in 2017. So that's my sources I'm using for this podcast here. So again, here we go. February of 1967. R&B vocal duo Peaches and Herb releases their 45, Close Your Eyes. Canada's The Staccatos released the 45, Half Past Midnight. Los Angeles Mamas and Papas released the 45, Dedicated to the One I Love. Excuse me. The Yellow Balloon released the 45, Yellow Balloon. 19-year-old New York singer-songwriter Laura Nyro releases her debut album, More Than a New Discovery. So some of the highlights of the album include And When I Die and Wedding Bell Blues, were a couple of the album's highlights, but I said that already, both of which written by Nyro herself. And that Wedding Bell Blues song is actually that one song that the Fifth Dimension made popular. You know, I'm going to try it here. Bear with me, okay? Bill! Okay, no more. That's it. I can't sing. But this is her right here. This is her at Monterey, actually. And I heard she got booed at Monterey for some reason. This was in June of 67. That's her. Laura Nyro. She plays piano. Sings. She's pretty good. That's a good voice. The Mamas and Papas released their third album titled The Mamas and Papas Deliver. Highlights from the album include Dedicated to the One I Love, Creek Alley, and Look Through Any Window. And this is the album cover right here. Sorry, I'm backing away here. I got pictures to show off. On the cover of their third album. Okay. February 1st, R&B singer Arthur Conley releases the 45, Sweet Soul Music. February 1st, San Francisco's Jefferson Airplane releases their second album called Surrealistic Pillow. Before the recording began, the band went through two lineup changes. Drummer Skip Spence left and went on to become the rhythm guitarist, a fellow San Francisco band, Moby Grape. He was replaced by Spencer Dryden. Female vocalist Sing Tolly Anderson also left, being replaced by Grace Slick. Slick had previously was a lead vocalist in the San Francisco band, The Great Society. It was perhaps Jefferson Airplane's best album, according to critics. Highlights include She Has Funny Cars, Somebody to Love, My Best Friend, Today, Coming Back to Me, The Acoustic Instrumental Embryonic Journey, excuse me, White Rabbit, which pays reference to the Lewis Carroll's Alice in Adventures in Wonderland, excuse me, I'm not with it right now, and Through the Looking Glass, both those books, and the song Plastic Fantastic Lover, closes the album. And this is the album cover right here of their second album. Okay. Hold on now. February 3rd. British band Herman's Hermits released the 45 There's a Kind of Hush. So, February 3rd. Scottish singer Donovan releases the 45 Mellow Yellow in the UK. According to Wikipedia, the song was rumored to be about smoking dry banana skins, which was believed to be a hallucinogenic drug in the 1960s to the aspect of bananas has since been debunked. According to Donovan's notes accompanying the album, Donovan's greatest hits, the rumor that one could get high from smoking dry banana skins was started by country Joe McDonald in 1966. And Donovan heard the rumor a few weeks before Mellow Yellow was released as a single. Hence the lyrics, electrical banana is going to be the sudden craze. Electrical banana is bound to be the very next phase. Excuse me. According to Rolling Stone, Illustrated Encyclopedia of Rock and Roll, he admitted later the song made reference to a vibrator. An electrical banana, as mentioned in the lyrics, Donovan stated, I was reading a newspaper, and on the back there was an ad for a yellow dildo called the Mellow Yellow, he said. Really, you know, the electric banana was right in there and gave it away. And that's what the song's about. This definition was reaffirmed in an interview with NME magazine. It's about being cool, laid back, and also the electrical bananas that were appearing on the scene, which were ladies' vibrators. On an added note, Paul McCartney sings background vocals in the song. He was one of the guys hooting and hollering during the middle section. And just to give you a picture here, this is Donovan right here. Donovan. February 6th, Los Angeles band The Birds released their fourth album called Younger Than Yesterday. The album contains elements of rock, folk rock, psychedelic rock, country rock, and ragga rock. Four of the album's songs were written by bassist Chris Hillman, who was the one that kind of went to a country kind of feel for his compositions. The track listing goes as follows here, so I'm going to pull up the tracks and read them off to you. All right, side one. So you want to be a rock and roll star. Have you seen her face? CTA 102, which features some back masking in it. Renaissance Fair. Time Between, which features some backwards guitar in it. Everybody's Been Burned. Thoughts and Words. Actually, take it back. Time Between the handle backwards guitars. I messed up on that. So Everybody's Been Burned is the last song that closes side one. Side two, Thoughts and Words, which is a song that features backwards guitar. Mind Gardens, another song that features backwards guitar. The Bob Dylan original, Mike Back Pages. The Girl with No Name, Why. The track listing from Younger Than Yesterday. And this is the album cover for Younger Than Yesterday. That's the album cover. All right. February 10th. R&B singer Aretha Franklin releases the 45, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. February 10th, Scottish singer-songwriter Donovan releases his fourth album, Mellow Yellow. The album was released in America only due to a contractual dispute with his British record company, Pye Records. The album's soundtrack was the only hit from the album. And just to show you, this is the album cover. So, here we go. February 12th, Rolling Stones members Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and some sources state Brian Jones and friend Robert Fraser were arrested for drug possession charges. The bust occurred at Keith Richards' countryside of West Sussex Redlands mansion. An 18-member police squad raided the mansion. British folk singer Marianne Faithfull, who had been dating Jagger at the time, answered the door naked. It was said that Bob Dylan's previous album, Blonde on Blonde, was playing during the raid. February 13th, the Beatles released their first set of work in 1967. The 45 of John Lennon's Strawberry Fields Forever and Paul McCartney's Penny Lane. This is, of course, this is the Beatles right here. We don't need to see them, but we do, but we don't. You know what I mean? You know who they are. You know who they are. I'm not going to show them. That was them in 67, by the way. Okay. So, interesting fact about the Beatles 45, Strawberry Fields Forever and Penny Lane. There was an A and B side record, and I found this out recently because I was kind of curious about it. But they called some records back then double A side, which means the B-side song is as worthy as the A-side is. As I mentioned in one of my earlier music podcasts I was doing, on a 45, the A-side song is one that's being it's being advertised. That's one you want to hear. And if the artist feels like the B-side is just as worthy as the A-side, they're going to call a double A-side and listen as both songs on the cover, on the sleeve, whatever. And that's the case with Strawberry Fields Forever and Penny Lane. Both were hits. Both were, you know, one was an A side, one was an A side, one was a B side, but it was considered as a double A side, which means both songs were as worthy as an A side would be, which was the case. Makes sense? Okay. February 14th, Los Angeles band The Turtles released a 45, Happy Together. The song was written by Alan Gordon and Gary Bonner, who were members of the garage rock band The Magicians. The Magicians recorded a demo version of the song, but was not released. Members of The Turtles found the demo and felt it would be a potential hit, although The Turtles didn't much care for the demo. The Turtles acquired new bass guitarist Chip Douglas to recorded a song. excuse me, what is that? My dog's... Something happened here. Sorry, a delay here. There we go. Now come with a success, making it the Turtles' most popular record. They were called to perform on shows such as the Ed Sullivan Show and the Smothers Brothers Show. Critics praised Happy Together for its pop qualities. Interesting. February 16th. R&B group The Four Tops released the 45 Bernadette. February 17th, British blues band John Mayall and the Blues Breakers released their second studio album, A Hard Road. It was the first and only album to feature guitarist Peter Green, who replaced Eric Clapton after he left. Drummer Huey Flint left during the recording and was replaced by Ansley Dunbar. A critic compared the guitar playing of Peter Green and Eric Clapton, saying that Eric Clapton had a more blues approach and Peter Green had more of a jazz approach. The album features the Freddie King instrumental, The Stumble. Ironically enough, the previous Blues Breakers album featured another Freddie King instrumental, Hideaway. Listening to both songs gives you an idea of the similarities and differences of Clapton and Green. The 2003 CD release of A Hard Road is released as a two-disc set and includes various 45 releases and other recordings during the Peter Green period. Upon listening to the Peter Green style, you tend to hear Green experiment with a bit of psychedelia somewhat. After the release of the album, Green left to form Fleetwood Mac. He was replaced by Mick Taylor. On an added note, in 1974, drummer Ansley Dunbar went U.S. bound for San Francisco and became the drummer for Journey up until after their 1978 release, Infinity. February 21st, Booker T and the MGs released the 45 Hip Hugger. And February 24th, British band the Bee Gees, yes, those Bee Gees, released the 45 Spicks and Specks. That's all I have for this episode. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather, as I mentioned. I probably should have waited to record this when I was feeling a little bit better, but I'm okay overall. I'll live. What can I say, right? Well, thank you for tuning in. Next week, I'm going to talk about more in depth about the Beatles record, the 45 Strawberry Fields Forever, and Penny Lane. So I'm going to talk about that more in depth next week. So please tune in for that. Again, if you enjoy this, please follow me on apps such as Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And if you like my YouTube channel, the Mark and Acedo Podcast, please subscribe. Thank you for tuning in. God bless and have a great day. Goodbye.